41-year-old Laura Wilkinson is diving with a bunch of teenagers these days who weren't even born when she stunned the world by winning Olympic gold in platform diving at the 2000 Summer Games in Sydney, Australia. The mother of four is attempting to come back to make Team USA for the next Summer's Olympics in Tokyo. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more at WWIB.com. Laura Wilkinson's back with me from her busy home in Houston, Texas today. So give us a sense, Laura, of how things are looking for USA Diving as we ramp up to Tokyo next year.
American Diving's doing really well. Actually, in my event, Women's Platform, we're kind of notorious for not being the strongest event, but at the World Championships this past summer, the women did really, really well. They medaled in the synchronized and the individual. They brought home all our Olympic spots, so we have to, as a federation, we have to qualify our spots for the Olympic Games that we then fight for at the Olympic Trials. And so the women's platform event is really strong right now, so I'm kind of excited to jump back into a really strong mix. We've got really strong men's platform as well. It's been looking up. We've been medaling a lot more internationally, so I'm kind of excited for this new wave that's coming through. Mm.
So what is it like, you know, to cut through the water on a dive and there's hardly a ripple on the surface and you know you nailed it? What does that feel like?
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world. Especially you're walking out to the end, you raise up your arms, and you just kind of almost know before it's going to happen. And then you hit the water, and it just goes so silent underneath the water, and you just know it was good. And when you come up out of the water, it's just like this roar, this complete opposite, you know, sensation. And it's such an epic feeling. Like that to me, whether it's a meet, like for a score or not, like just that feeling is the best thing in the world.
I bet. You dive off the 10-meter platform, and 10 meters, to do the math here, is about 33 feet. 33 feet. You can't be afraid of heights if you're going to succeed at what you do, huh?
Well, you'd be surprised. Actually, a lot of platform divers are scared of heights. But, we know we're good at what we do, and that desire to do the thing well is bigger than the fear, so you do it anyway. And that's, I think, to me, is just the ultimate picture of what courage and bravery is. People always say, oh, I wish I was fearless like you. And it's like, oh, no. I'm scared to death, but I'm doing it anyway. That's courage. There is fear in courage. If there's no fear, there's no reason to have courage. So don't be fearless. Be courageous.
All right. Never thought of it that way. It's good. Well, you opened up your heart to Jesus as a kid and asked him to be your savior. But then the dreaded drift that many of us go through in our walk with him. How did you reset your course with Christ?
Well, I'm really stubborn, and I think he just kind of brought me to my knees to where I didn't have any choice but to realize, you know, that I had just kind of taken my life into my own hands. And it was actually in the middle of a meet in 1998, it was the Goodwill Games in New York City in front of a live audience on television and everything, and I was struggling with this dive. I was getting lost in the air. I was terrified. And I literally didn't know if I was going to survive the meet. Because what we do is scary and you can get really hurt. And I just kind of remember at that point saying, I don't even care what happens here. I just know that I trust you because you brought me here and my life is better in your hands. And I want to walk in your ways and trust you with my life and not myself anymore. And at that point is, I think, when everything really changed. There was a real repentance and a real, like, turning around and turning away from my ways and trying to walk in his ways. I actually ended up winning that meet. But it wasn't this thing like, oh, trust God and he's a genie in the bottle and he gives you what you want. It was just this moment of like, look what happens when you trust me. When you trust me in the scariest moments, it's not that it's always going to turn into gold medals, but I have plans for you. I have good plans that are good for you and they're going to glorify God. And that's kind of, I think, what I learned through that is when I can trust him in all of it, he's going to do something beautiful with it, even if it doesn't look like how I think it's going to look. Mm-hmm.
So at age 41, almost 42, with a family and an Olympic gold medal to your credit, are you less defined as a person by your sport now than when you started, when you got that first gold in Sydney?
Well, I would sure hope so. I mean, I hope that's what people get a sense from me, because I'm not like everybody else. I'm not the really serious, you know, always focused on. I'm usually smiling and cracking jokes and having fun, and people always recognize that there is something different about me, and I hope that's when they start to understand who I am, and that's what comes out. And when I dive, I think God gives us our gifts. He gives us these talents, and when we use them, you know, the way we're meant to use them for His glory, like, He just spills out, you know, and I think His light and His love just kind of starts to spill out on other people, and they see that, and they want that, and they glorify Him because they see that.
Laura Wilkinson, the Olympic gold medal platform diver, on Sports and Commentary for These Days, talking about her comeback attempt and her faith today. Laura, thank you for taking the time. Sure appreciate it. God bless you.
Of course. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the continued support.